then five, think more in terms of renunciation, giving up. If you do that, I think that will help counterbalance any possible misuse of this developmental model. You should ask yourselves, well, not so much what do I need, you know, for my spiritual development. Maybe you should ask what you can give up. But it's very unlikely that the things that you find it difficult to give up, you know, will be bad for you to give up. So if you're not sure, you know, what you could give up, maybe ask your spiritual friends. I did read something quite interesting somewhere. I don't remember whether it was in Shabda or whether it was in someone's personal letter to me, but they wrote that on retreat with friends, they decided that they'd give up using bad language. And I hadn't realized that poor people did use bad language even on retreats. This was rather new to me. Shows how I'm still quite naive even at my age. But yes, if someone asks you, well, what do you think I could give up? And if that person uses bad language, especially uses it you know, in an FWBO context, well, maybe you should suggest, well, why not give up, you know, bad language? Or if by any chance, I mean, someone happens to be a smoker, say, well, maybe you could consider, you know, giving up smoking. I mean, this is a very, very obvious thing. I mean, perhaps, I'm only saying perhaps here, maybe I'm saying perhaps three times, perhaps alcohol is a slightly ambiguous or ambivalent or not quite straightforward matter, because a few people do take just a very little alcohol, and well, maybe it would be too much to ask them to give up that. But if they were taking more than just a very, very, very little, or like in their trifle, for instance, well, you could ask them. You know, you could ask them to give up, and well, give up money. Well, that's, I'm afraid, well, we do get lots of opportunities of giving up money because we have all these appeals for money. That's a very good and healthy thing, to be asked to part with money, because that's one of the things that, well, frankly, we don't find it all that easy to part with, especially if we don't have too much of it in any case to begin with. But if somebody doesn't have any money, well, obviously we ought to, you know, try to share with them whatever we do happen to have. So I think we need to think much more in terms of renunciation. It isn't only those who are bhikkhus or anagarikas who have to think in terms of renunciation, of giving up, of trying to see what they can give up. I mean, every Buddhist does have to do this, regardless of their particular lifestyle. And we might say that if we think more in terms of renunciation, it will counteract this dreadful, prevalent consumerism that surrounds us on all sides. Advertisements are not interested in telling you what you can do without. They're very interested in telling you, for reasons of their own, palpable reasons of their own, what you cannot possibly do without. So that is one of the things to which we're, you know, subject all the time. You can pick up any sort of, you know, colour supplement or little enclosure that you get with these colour supplements, and they're telling you about all the things you just can't do without, all the little household gadgets and the holidays and the clothes and the fashions and the accessories and so on and so forth. So you have to sort of try to counteract that. Counteract consumerism, and you counteract it by thinking, or you counteract it to some extent by thinking more in terms of renunciation. When you see an advertisement, you know, let's say for a glossy new motor car, don't say to yourself, well, would it be good for my spiritual development to buy this motor car? Say to yourself, well, wouldn't it be good if I, you know, gave up, you know, even the thought of acquiring it? Think more in those sort of terms. We could say that really there's no spiritual development without renunciation. We can't think exclusively in terms of spiritual development, taking that language literally. We also really do have to think in terms of renunciation. There is no spiritual development without renunciation, without giving up something, We can't always wait for things to just drop away from us. Sometimes we have to actually give them up, even though it may be rather painful. And similarly, there's no renunciation without spiritual development. I'm not speaking of renunciation through feelings of guilt, which we shouldn't be having anyway. But there's no renunciation without spiritual development. We shouldn't really think of these two things as antithetical, much less still, contradictory. If we renounce unskillful things, practices, words, activities, we really will develop spiritually. It really will help us. So, think more in terms of renunciation. You notice I'm not saying think only in terms of renunciation, but think more in terms of renunciation, especially by way of counteracting any possible misuse of the developmental model.